Page 80. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article. How many of your ideas were included? Technology. Is it driving families apart?
Look inside any family home in the evening, and you might see a typical enough scene. Mom and Dad, each on their own laptop or tablet, streaming movies, catching up on work, or maybe answering email on their smartphones. Meanwhile, one child is chatting online with one school friend while texting another. The other is playing a video game with a friend on the other side of the city, at the same time as playing chess against an uncle in another state. Each member of the family is totally absorbed in his or her own piece of technology. How you interpret such a scene might depend on your attitude toward technology. Do you see a close family that is enjoying quality time together? Or do you perceive this family unit as together only in a physical sense, as a dysfunctional family whose members are isolated from one another, inhabiting parallel virtual worlds? For some, the effect of technology on human relationships is worrisome. It appears to be the case that many people would much rather spend time with their gadgets than with one another. Technology, they claim, becomes a substitute for face-to-face human relationships, which is a cause for concern. According to some experts, technology is changing how people interact with each other, and for the worse. Some teachers say it is difficult to get students' attention, and they have to compete with texting and surfing the web to such an extent that many schools now require students to leave mobile devices in their lockers. In the same way, young people try to get their parents' attention but have to contend with smartphones, tablets, and other technology. However, a report from the Pew Internet and American Life Project offers a more hopeful and encouraging view, suggesting that far from replacing human contact, new technology can actually enhance family relationships. Just over half of the 2,253 people surveyed agreed that technology had enabled them to increase their contact with distant family members, and 47% said it had improved the interactions with the people they live with. Thanks to more sophisticated, lighter, and more portable tablet, smartphone, and computer technology, family members who might otherwise have sat in separate rooms can now be in the same one while still occupying a different mental space. Look back at our typical family scene above. Is it any different from four people reading their own books? Does the fact that each person is immersed in a screen rather than a paper page make their activity any less sociable? Moreover, even the closest of families and couples need time away from each other at some point to pursue their own interests. Technology allows people to be both present and absent simultaneously. Where technology will lead us remains to be seen. How it affects the quality of our family relationships is up to all of us.